In response to the DA's ongoing court action to abolish ANC cadre deployment corruption, President Cyril Ramaphosa has made the shocking revelation that his party's cadre deployment policy is not limited only to capturing all levers of power in the state and public sector. For the very first time, Ramaphosa has now confirmed under oath in his answering affidavit to the DA that the cadre deployment policy also applies to leadership in the private sector. The implications of this revelation are enormous. It suggests that the term state capture may be insufficient in describing the consequences of ANC cadre deployment. The president of the ANC and of our country has now confirmed that this policy is used to capture both the public and private sectors to serve the aims of his party. The term country capture may thus be more appropriate than state capture. Ramaphosa's shocking revelation suggests that the DA has unearthed the first piece of evidence of the greatest racketeering stitch-up in the history of South Africa. For if, as Ramaphosa states under oath, the ANC improperly abuses its position as governing party to influence appointments at private companies, this would enable the ANC to ensure that those loyal cadres abuse private companies and resources to channel money, jobs, tenders, and other favors back to the ANC. The DA will now turn our full attention and resources towards unearthing further evidence of this possibly criminal racketeering operation involving also the private sector. As we have done throughout this campaign, we undertake to the people of South Africa that we will not rest until we fully expose the truth behind cadre deployment, until we have abolished this evil and corrupt practice once and for all.